I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize our self-care and just keeping ourselves mentally well. So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
This week, I had a lot of alone time. Well, not a lot, but it was right after the holidays, so I had a long weekend, and I made sure to just, like, plan my day out exactly how I wanted.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, get up
That's
in the morning.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, do some yoga. And then I got a new Oracle card deck, so I, like, pulled from that and, like,
I still need to go to that store.
Journaled, read a book. Like, I literally just, like, hung out in my art room alone, and it was a really good reset from, like, hanging out with a million people through
the holidays.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Right.
It's not anymore for us either.
I'm glad
it's actually
over.
The new year. So.
Yeah.
That's fun.
What did you do?
Well, we actually got a lot of the house done. And by we, mostly Keith. But I helped. We got our flooring in. I mean, you saw this.
Moral support.
Yeah, moral support. But we got our flooring in on the main floor. Granted, we still have, like,
so
the basement
good.
To do. And our lights are up, so it's just, like, coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, like, just getting stuff done is, like, I don't know.
Yeah, making it feel like it's your
yeah.
home.
Well, because the main floor, it's been just, like, plywood for a while. So,
yeah.
It was, like, ooh, construction zone
yep.
constantly. So, it just felt good to, like, get some stuff done. And it's, like, coming together, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So.
So what are you telling me about this week?
Okay. So this story is a little bit more well known. I know we're kind of, like, into the, like, not, but I did a story about Reddit last week, but I kind of like the, like, online stuff. So I'm going to tell you about, like, a pretty popular catfish case.
Ooh.
It's called Tall Hot Blonde.
Okay.
And they actually have a movie on Lifetime, and that is, like, my favorite. It's one of my favorite Lifetime movies. The Jodi Arias one's good, too, so.
Okay.
But that's how I found out about this, because I didn't know it was, like, based on true things. Like, they changed the names,
mm-hmm.
but then when we watched the documentary, I found out, like, the real names. So
okay.
It was kind of a, so a little bit, I'm like, oh. So, my sources are obviously, like, the Lifetime movie Tall Hot Blonde, and then I listened to a podcast just to kind of know the nitty-gritty, because I know, like, Lifetime, like, exaggerates a lot.
Yeah.
The Crime Line's True Crime and ABC News provided a lot of information.
Okay.
So this is kind of, like, a big deal. All right. So I will just kind of start. In 2005, Thomas Montgomery was a 46-year-old balding father of two.
Gross. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because everything I read, they're like, balding, balding, balding.
Wow,
I'm like,
rude.
Yeah.
I'm Let like, him live his best bald life.
Well.
Was it a half bald, or did he, like, embrace it and fully, like, go bald?
It was kind of like the, like, buzz cut kind of situation.
Okay. Well, that's better.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's, like, weird when people just have the top of their head bald and
it's
then
like,
leave the sides.
Girl,
it's
like, baby girl,
just
accept that it's not coming
just,
back.
Just, like, do it all.
Do you.
Do it all.
Just
or, like,
let
wear
the hair
a
go.
Toupee. But, like, a good one.
There's been shitty toupees, and you're like, yikes.
You're like, it's not even the same
it's
color.
Like, it's two different hairs. Like, what is you... Oh, no, baby, what
it's
is
like
you
different
doing?
Textures.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on?
It looks good.
It's like a dead cat. I don't know. So they lived outside of Buffalo, New York. He was just your average dad. I mean, he was, like, kind of like a socially awkward guy.
Okay.
But he was, like, the leader for his daughter's swim team. And, that's cute. Yeah, just kind of, like,
an involved father. Wait, what's his name again?
Father, Thomas Montgomery.
Thomas, okay.
And, or Tom. So I'll refer to him as Thomas and Tom, but...
Sure. Tommy boy.
It's interesting you say Tommy. Get ready.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so just kind of like a background for 6 years, and I'm sure they listed it, but I mean, Keith can kind of agree with me. Like, the other night, I was, like, furiously, like, Googling stuff, and I'm like, shit, like, acting like a crazy person because I couldn't find information, but he was part of the Marine Corps for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And just keep this in the back of your mind. He didn't see any battle or action or anything. He, like, worked on machinery and stuff like that.
Sure.
Which, nothing wrong with that, but you'll kind of get why I have to, like, mention that.
Okay.
But, yeah, never deployed, never saw combat, but he was really proud of that part of his life, which I think is super great. Like, because that is something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And he had married his wife in their 30s, and it said they were married in 1989. So it was kind of, I don't know if you know this, but someone in this room that you're really good friends with was born in 1989. It was me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. So I was able to kind of keep up with, like, how long they were married, like, throughout the story. So
you're like,
point,
I was five.
I was 15. Sure. So in 2005, I was 15 and, like, turning 16. So I just said 15 plus years.
Okay.
Because obviously they, like, probably dated before, so... like many people, Thomas got into online gaming. Hello, it was 2005. It was kind of before, like...
That was kind of, like, when I feel like that sort of like became, MySpace, like, a really big thing.
Yeah, like, before... Because I feel like MySpace kind of became big in, like, 2005, 2006-ish. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not even going to lie. That was, like, my
life. That was, like, my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
putting like, someone wrote on my wall?
Right? Putting your favorite song on and your fucking top eight. Oh, that was
my
a big
song
deal.
Was Perfect Situation by Weezer.
Oh, I had so many different songs that changed, like, weekly.
Oh, I didn't, because I'm boring.
Yeah.
So
lame. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, so I mean, MySpace is really popular circa like 2006, 2007, like that whole time. But I also, like, wasn't cool, so I don't know. I didn't get a MySpace for a while. And then, like, my friend was like, ooh, you should get it because this hot guy whose name won't be mentioned has one. I'm like, well, now I need to get one.
Yeah, you could, like, stalk people. That was, like, the beginning of internet stalking.
Yeah, exactly. We all do it. Don't act like you don't.
Yeah.
So he was getting into Pogo, and I don't know much about Pogo. What's but Pogo? I know it's like an online gaming one because he liked to play poker with his friends online.
Oh, okay.
I didn't use that, so I'm guessing you didn't either.
No.
But they also had, like, chatting abilities. So you could, like, chat with somebody while you were, like, playing the game. And
that's, like, the best part.
Yeah, obviously. And, like, everyone in 2005, he embellished his story quite a bit.
Sure, yeah.
And his name was Marine Sniper.
Sir.
He was a Marine. That's true. Sniper?
No.
Not quite. Not quite girlfriend.
But you know what? Whatever.
I'm like, in my notes of my Marine Sniper, which he was not. He got into a teen-only game room. And
wait, he's like 30 though, right?
He's 46.
Oh, he was 30 when he
got
married.
So he's like, I didn't know.
Shut up. Yes, you did, you pedophile.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
Shut up, Tom. Like,
and they, like, were like, to this day, they're not sure if he was creeping on teens or
if it was a
mistake.
Of course he was.
And I'm like, girl, he was creeping on teens.
Let's be real.
You're not in the most infamous catfish story if you're not creeping on teens.
Yeah, duh.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. Take a seat.
Right.
Love you, Chris Hansen. Please contact me. Anyways, but he got, so not sure if he was creeping on teens. I think he was. But then he got a message from somebody with the name Tall Hot Blonde, and Tall was like TALHOTBLOND.
Okay.
So it was like missing some letters.
Sure.
Messaged him asking if he knew this was a teen-only chat room.
And they could tell he was old.
I'm sure by the way he said, he's like, wow, that's radical.
Oh my gosh.
Tubular.
Super neat, you guys. They're like,
is it Keith
are
this?
You a dad? Please exit the chat.
Sir. And he lied and said he was 18. But, like, fuck off with the didn't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, she just told him.
Yeah. So Taha Blonde was an 18-year-old girl in West Virginia named Jessie, and Tommy is what he went by. LOL. That's why I said
he's 18. He's Tommy.
He's Tommy. Gross. So he decided to talk and appeal to this young woman. Uh-oh. His plan was to ship Tommy out to Afghanistan, because the war, and kill him.
Why would you play with someone like that? That's so messed up.
None of this. Okay. Disclaimer. This story is fucking weird as shit, and there's a lot of drama, and it is middle school drama, so get ready for me to...
I'm here for
it. And then he was mad at her. I knew you'd be here for it.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Tell me all
the I need you to watch this Lifetime movie, and we're going to get your reaction, because you're going to love it. Okay. So, he was going to ship him and kill him off, and...
He had a plan.
And why was he into this girl that he had never met, right? Well, she sent him provocative but not lewd photos. And
what does
Keith,
that even mean?
Just, I literally was writing this as Keith was like, what? Because he like helped me research this. And Keith commented, oh my God, that's not provocative. She's literally wearing a skirt. But she was 17 for the picture. And
so she's just wearing clothes. And they're like, that's provocative.
And they're like, what a slut. You know.
Oh my God. Hi.
I mean, they didn't say that, but I'm sure
they implied it.
So any respectable man, he sent a picture of him when he was 18.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say a dick pic, and I was like, oh no.
No, that was more 2008, 2009. Right.
That was a little later.
God, do you remember the first time you got that, and you're like,
okay.
And you're like, whoa, no thank you.
Yeah.
Yikes. Don't do that. Guys, if you're listening, no girl. Also, if you don't know the girl, she does not want to see your wiener, and you're going to get a text from her dad or a mafia member that's going to kill you because you didn't send her money.
Just like immediately blocked.
Yeah, I'm just...
It's not helping your game.
Gross. Just the things I see. But he sent her a 30-year-old picture of him when he was back in the Marines.
But he was trying to pass for 18?
Uh-huh. So, obviously, the picture probably looked older. I mean... I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I was dumb at 18, probably.
I mean, we were all dumb at 18. Yeah.
So there are a few combos, but, like, again, he had a family, and he was sending Tommy off to boot camp.
I just like Tommy.
But then
Tommy's going to boot camp.
This is when it gets... Oh, so he got mad later on because he found out Jessie was sending pics to other guys.
Obviously.
She sent some gifts to Tommy. She, like... sent them. So what he did, because you're like, how did she send him things? He's in Afghanistan. So she would send it to Tom Sr., you know, his dad.
Oh no.
Also, I'm using quotation
fingers.
Wait,
she used postmail?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yikes.
I thought they were like sending like digital photos, like
she
over
was.
Their chat.
Yeah, she was sending pictures over the chat, but she was like, I want to send you something. My Marine. That's so stupid. Watch the movie.
Oh no.
But she sent him underwear and a keychain that was, like, the key to her heart. So
that's kind of cute. When you're 18, it's cute.
Okay, when you're 18, it's cute, but, like, grow up.
grow
so
up.
As any totally not unhinged person, he decided to propose to her.
What?
He has a wife and he has two.
Wait,
like,
how long has this relation been happening?
Like, a few months.
Point? Oh, no.
They talked, like, all the time.
Okay, also, were the underwear used?
Yeah. Obviously.
He's that kind of creep. Okay, just...
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
I guess he didn't ask for them, but, like, who knows the story? Because he couldn't
Of course he asked for them.
So, obviously, he was feeling delusional. And And he wrote a note and he left it in his work locker. And here's the tea.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing, too.
Okay.
Is... They left out a lot of parts, like, but I'll, like, kind of fill you in.
Okay.
So, on January 2nd, 2006, Tom Montgomery, 46 years old, ceases to exist. It was replaced by an 18-year-old battle-scarred Marine. He is moving to West Virginia to be with the love of his life. What they left out was that he also talked about how good of a lover he was and how he had, like, an 8-inch wiener.
No, he didn't.
And how he had $2.5 million in the bank, but he made his wife work because they couldn't afford anything.
Okay, over.
So he had lost it, and he was shocked he didn't wake up 18 years old.
Wait, hold on. He wrote a note and left it in his work locker?
Yeah,
that thinking this is happening?
He was going to, like, turn
it. And then it would
again.
Just be, like, a magic wish, and with the stroke of midnight, he would be an 18-year-old boy?
Hi, I'm delusional. What's your name?
Whoa, he clearly has some issues.
He literally...
He really thought that?
Yeah, he, like, thought he was going to wake up 18 years old.
This is not a movie.
It's not 17 again. You're not Zac Efron or Matthew Perry.
And people around him weren't, like, noticing weird signs?
My next note, and his wife knew something was up. She's not an idiot.
Okay.
You always lead me to my next point so beautifully. So, February or March, his daughter was using the computer, and a message popped up from Tall Hot Blonde. She showed her mom, and Cindy was all in checking this out, as any smart person would be. You wouldn't be like, I'm going to his privacy. I'm like,
nope.
Bitch doesn't deserve privacy.
Immediately looking, yeah.
So, she snooped through everything, as she should, and found love letters and the whole shebang. Like, she found out, like, he had proposed to her, you know, like, so cringy.
So, wait, when he, like... didn't get his wish of turning 18 overnight, did he, like, lose his shit?
He just was acting weird.
Okay, so he's
You can tell when your SO's, like, something's up.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm sure he was, like, so delusional. And he just, like, saw pictures of her and she was pretty. If you want, I sent a link to pictures and you can go look at them because I've kind of told you about the characters. Except for the last character. I'm not going to tell you who that is yet. You'll find out. So, his wife knew something was up. And
is that him? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's...
Okay, sorry.
So, you see why he used pictures from when he was, like, 18. Oh, okay. So, she snooped through everything in his computer, found everything, and she made him go sleep in the basement because they didn't have the money for him to, like, go to a hotel, you know?
Sure.
And then, before Thomas was confronted by Cindy, she sent Jesse a letter with a picture of Thomas, and the note read...
Oh, no.
Well, she found it out. She found it, the address and everything. And, like...
She's not stupid.
No, she's not stupid. She's very smart for, like, doing this. And she said, let me introduce you to these people. The man in the center is Tom, my husband since 1989. He is 46 years old. Do not trust words on a computer. Let this go. You will only be hurt by a man who has mastered the art of manipulation and lies. And she just kind of, like, was like,
lays it out.
You get to, like, walk away from this. I have to see this liar every day.
Oh.
Like, which I think is really nice because it wasn't like...
Okay, I like that.
It was like, fuck you, homewrecker. It was like, you are being manipulated by this man. Like,
yeah, and let me, like, expose him.
I love when the woman, like, is like, oh, she's being manipulated. She's not like, homewrecker. Because you know how many people are like, he would never do that. And it's like, okay.
So was this the picture he sent her? This bottom one?
Okay, that's a character we're about to get into.
Okay, because they don't look anything alike.
No, they don't. The first two pictures are relevant.
Yeah, like
the
last two,
do not know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So she got the letter, and she was pissed and messaged Tom asking if it was true, and then started messaging Brian, that guy in the picture that you just saw.
Okay.
Brian was a coworker of Tom's, and when they were on Pogo, they would all play as a group.
Okay.
And so she kind of knew that those two knew each other. And Tall Hot Blonde just moved on to Brian. And Brian was 22. So,
and
but
this
she...
is actually Brian?
Yes.
This is a real person? Mm-hmm. This isn't the catfish yet?
No, he is real. He's 22 years old. And, you know, closer to Jesse's age. So, like, let's
Makes
be real.
Sense.
A better fit. He also doesn't have kids and a wife. So, you know, just saying that. And his handle was Beefcake, which I think is hilarious, and I love it.
Oh,
I think it's funny. I
that
love
is
that.
Funny.
Yeah.
But
so,
also, like, I hope he wasn't serious.
So,
Beefcake.
So, when Jesse found out Tom tried to say Cindy was a jealous girlfriend, and Brian was like, no, Cindy is his wife. He's 46, and they have children. So, and then Tom tried to be like, oh, her finding out was such a relief. It was over. It's like.
Okay, Tom.
Okay. I'm sure.
He's like, I didn't even get to the part yet where I killed off my, like, fake identity.
I didn't get to die yet.
As a war hero.
As a scarred or battle scarred Marine. It's like, shut the fuck up, idiot.
Oh my gosh.
So, Tall Hot Blonde moved on to Brian and they exchanged messages and pictures, much like her and Tom did.
Sure.
and she felt like she was getting over Tommy, because, like, him, like, 18-year-old him was Tommy.
Well, and, like, how weird would it be to, like, really think you have an idea of someone and who they are, and then, like, that's not even a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you been catfished before?
No.
I haven't either.
I mean, not that I know.
But I also was, like, scared of everyone online, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. Your parents prepared you.
I know. My friend got really badly catfished, and he wouldn't let me call catfish. And then after it happened, I was like, so we probably should have called, like, Neve. And he's like, we don't need to talk about that. I'm like, we can just, it's fine. Still love you. Sorry you dealt with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways. But she would message Tom sometimes. But, like, why? Like, what was the purpose of that? He lied to you. Like, why are you messaging him? Just go on with Brian, I guess.
She probably, like, missed the talks or something.
But it was more or less, like, her taunting him and being like, at least Brian's real. It's like, ogre.
Oh, that's kind of rude.
But she, like, didn't know for sure.
Okay. Sure.
And she would, like, call him a predator. It's like, girl, what is you doing? Like, just leave him alone. Predator?
Yeah. I mean, he kind of is.
Sure, but, like.
But, like, you don't need to constantly just, like, be in contact with him.
Yeah.
Like, just let him be a creep by himself. Yeah,
exactly. So Brian mentioned this to the guys at work. And,
uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you do
oh,
that?
No.
And then Tom started getting, like, a hard time.
Yeah.
And things between Brian and tall, hot blonder Jesse kept progressing. But it was kind of like.
Progressing?
So Tom asked them to leave him alone. And Brian was all for that because he kind of, like, had everyone at the factory thinking Tom was a creep, which he was.
Okay.
But yeah. He wanted to focus on their relationship. And Brian was invited to West Virginia. Word got back to Tom. Tom wasn't happy.
Well, it's none of Tom's goddamn business.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how did that get back to him? And he was mad. If he wanted to be left alone, like, then why did he care?
Yeah, this is weird. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, let the 22
like, you're mad, but, like, you also wanted to be left alone. So, yeah. Like, why did you care? You also have a wife, so maybe, like, focus on
maybe
that.
Maybe just, like.
So, clearly Brian and Tall Hot Blonde weren't completely leaving Tom alone, but Tom told Brian that Brian had chosen Jesse over the Okay, I'm sorry. My notes say brain a lot, and it's pissing me off.
Brain.
So I'm like, Brian. So, Brian had chosen Jesse over their friendship, and Brian didn't see it that way, but, like, why are they even that good of friends?
Yeah, no.
And, like, why are they letting some internet person
this
come between
does
them.
Feel like middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, that's why I gave you this disclaimer.
Okay. Yeah.
So this whole drama doesn't make sense, but I mean, I'm sure, like, Tom was like, I don't care very much, but, like, cared a lot. Because I'm like, I don't fucking care. And I'm like, but you do. And I'm like, right, I do care.
Yeah.
I care more than anyone should. So I'm like, Tom was like, I don't care, but very much cared, because I do that literally every day. I just said that in my notes. I was like, same.
Don't call yourself out.
So then Jesse got nervous and broke up with Brian before his visit because she was worried he was only coming to sleep with her, which he's 22 probably.
Yeah, like,
obviously. Brian wasn't even that upset. He's like, okay, sounds good. Then.
Well, now it's sketch that she canceled, though.
Isn't it? It is.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited to find out.
Yeah.
The catfish.
So Jesse and Thomas started their online relationship again. Fucking why? Right?
What are you doing?
You're sleeping in the basement. Your wife kicked you out of the marital bed. You have two daughters. Like, what is you doing?
Like, and realistically, how is that ever going to pan out?
It's never going to pan out.
Like, it's not.
It gets worse. I always say that, and it does.
But it, yeah.
So they were like, let's be friends, but just kidding, because they immediately started getting sexual and had constant computer sex. But, like, Tom had a hard time getting over her and Brian's betrayal, and she was talking to other dudes.
Brian
too
betrayed me.
He betrayed me.
Like, he's 22, dude. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know about you, but Brian's 22. Everything will be all right. Okay. Tom was a victim and started threatening Jesse about only staying faithful to him, even though she knew he had a wife and children.
What?
And threatened violence to her and her family members. What?
Oh no.
He's like, if you talk to other dudes, I'll kill you and I'll kill your mom.
How's he gonna know?
I
who's gonna know?
How would they know?
Why would he know?
It's so weird. But the delusion is real. Their relationship just seemed like toxic, but like, well, not seems Britney like Spears toxic.
Based on imaginary, like,
delusions.
We're gonna one day get married, and it's just like, you're not ever.
You know who he, what he looks like. You got a picture from his wife. Like, what?
Well, and it's like, what's gonna happen? He's just gonna leave his family, and then you're gonna live happily ever after with this man?
With this balding 46-year-old man. I'm sorry, I have to bring that up. So her MySpace Brian showed up, and like, oh, the cycle continues. Tom gets pissed, and then this she apologized. Triangle. So cycle continues. She talks to Brian and apologized to Tommy for doing so. Lather, rinse, fucking repeat.
Yeah.
Over and over. Then Brian was set to visit her again, which, how, why, I don't
so
know.
So no one has ever actually seen this girl.
No.
This alleged
She sent
girl.
Them pictures. She's real.
I'm excited to see how this turns
she
out.
She sent them pictures, Danae.
The pictures are
Danae. She sent
real.
Them pictures.
They're definitely her and not They're, another 46-year-old man.
If it's online, it has to be true. It's I read that true. Somewhere.
I read that online.
So then Brian was set to visit her again. Tom lost his fucking mind and the threats got really, really bad. Brian was like, these two thrive on this fucking drama. This is stupid.
Even as a 22-year-old boy, he's yeah. like, I'm out.
Yeah, if the 22-year-old male thinking with his wiener is the one of the voice
mature
of
one.
Reason, we need to, like,
reevaluate.
Yeah, seriously. So, cycle continues, and Jesse warns Brian that Tom is making threats on his and her life, and Brian states that Tom tried to hit him with his car.
Oh!
And wonders if he should say something to management. Yes. Always report people for trying to hit you with their car. It's going to get
your
weird.
Your coworker's just like trying to run you down
You're
in
like,
the parking
lot.
You're
like, that was probably accidental. Yeah, no, baby girl, it's not. So this is when shit gets real. So okay. September 2006, Jesse said she was done and cut off all communication with Tom.
Okay.
Basically, the 13th through September 17th, there was drama. September 16th, Tom asked if Jesse could talk to him, and she was waiting for her boyfriend, Brian. He was just being an asshole.
Oh, wait, now they're together? I thought she chose Tom. Okay, it's, like, back and forth.
But he, like, calls Brian her boyfriend. Like,
oh,
your boyfriend,
I see it.
Brian.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Then September 17th, Brian was found in his truck that had been parked there overnight with three bullet holes. He was shot twice, those
what?
Being fatal. Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I like to put the shock factor in there.
Yeah, you love doing that to me.
I know. I don't know why I do that. It's like the sick thing I do.
Oh, my God. Well,
his
obviously
tire
it
was
Tom.
Was also flattened.
Like, let's be real.
Was it Tom?
Why would Jesse kill him?
Who's
Because Jesse's
say
a
who
man.
It is.
He found out Jesse's a man. Okay.
I'm
going to
keep reading
okay,
the story. Maybe it's Tom.
Story.
Maybe it's not Tom.
I need to know.
So, coworkers immediately pointed at Tom. They told them about the love triangle, and police were concerned
oh, other employees
for Jesse's safety. Oh, it only made sense that he would kill Brian and then go after Jesse, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, like, logically,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. They called in West Virginia to confirm the story that they heard from coworkers. She gave them her home address to police, and her state could be informed of what was going on. The police came over. Jesse's mom, Mary, answered the door. Mary's Jesse's mom.
Okay.
And Jesse wasn't home because she was staying in another city, which was weird because she said, I'm at this house right now.
And so wait, like, it's Mary?
It's confusing. Well, because she said she's at the address, but she's not. She's like in another city.
Ugh, this is Catfish Central.
So let's figure out what's going on. Jesse said she was there, but Mary said she was out. So Jesse existed. She was a living, breathing human.
A real girl.
But Mary was pretending to be Jesse okay, so she can so catfish okay. people into a relationship. Mary mommed two teens. She was accidentally on Jesse's Pogo account
oh,
and ended up,
up
paying for games on Jesse's account instead of her own. But instead of going back and getting the charges, she just used Jesse's Pogo account.
So that's Jesse and that's Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Two old people catfishing each other.
Right.
That's kind of funny.
It's
kind of
like,
sad, but also kind of
in
funny.
The movie, the like Lifetime movie, he like slides a picture over Mary. He's like, is this who you were talking to? And Tom's like, no. And they're like, you're not the only one who can lie online, Tom.
Oh,
it's so good.
Oh, I love it.
You can find it on YouTube.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm gonna watch it.
Sorry, Lifetime, but your shit's on YouTube. Anyways, so the pictures she sent were of her own daughter, and some of the photos were taken without her consent.
Wait, how?
Like, she'd be outside in her bathing suit, and her mom would take photos of her and send those out.
Oh my god, that's really creepy.
Really creepy.
That has to be some kind of weird abuse, right?
All the times that she, like, was sending photos, it was, like, of her daughter. And she was, like, getting entangled. Also, that guy was threatening her fucking daughter. And you don't know how unhinged he is.
Right? Like, you don't know.
Yeah. And, like, I would say probably most of the I'm not going to put a number on it, but most threats online are fake.
Like, probably.
But you don't know how crazy somebody is. So the best course of action is to block people when stuff like that happens. Anyways. But she also sent an upskirt photo.
Ew, what?
She upskirted her daughter. They think, they don't know, but upskirt you can't really prove.
Oh my gosh, that is really that is really messed up.
Yeah. So Jessie was also a catfish. She was her mom. So next to Brian's truck, we're going back to like in Buffalo. So next to Brian's truck, they found some good evidence, a peach like pit with like human DNA on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And a gun clip also containing dog fur, which is consistent with Tom's dog's breed. So
it seems like he's good for it.
But they work together, so keep that in mind.
Sure.
So Tom was like, I always was eating peaches, and me and Brian always parked next to each other, so that's probably a peach from another day.
That's when I tried to run him over. That's...
My gun clip, that just fell out of my car. It just happens. It was mine, but it just happened it's to like fall out of my car.
Coincidental, like, oops.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, oopsies. I keep my gun clips, like, constantly.
Well, and I keep clumps of dog fur just like on me.
I like do, but not purposefully. I am dog fur.
I am dog fur.
I was in like because we sometimes go to lunch. I was in David's car and he was like, I was cleaning out my car and I found all these pieces of dog fur. He's like, can you explain that to me? I was like, Aspen, there's your explanation.
Why didn't he give you a lint roller then?
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's sorry, my, problem. Like, throat is, like, I just don't want to work with you right now. So, sorry, I'm, like, clearing my throat, which isn't working with me. So, anyways. So, yeah, Tom gave them that bullshit. And it's, like, the peach pit makes sense, but, like, you don't gun clip. Okay.
Yeah, that's far-fetched.
Yeah. So, the police took his computer and had all the messages with Jesse and Brian, and there were many threats.
That's crazy.
Don't threaten people, motherfucker, because guess what? That's how you get caught.
Well, and it's just, like, over and over he's threatening her.
Yeah, well, because, like, I'm not going to say some of the threats, but he used slurs.
Oh, God. Well, and it's, like, stop interacting at that point, yeah. You know? Like, not to be, like,
I think Mary, but, like, and I'm just making an assumption here, but, like, the fact that she wasn't, you know, she could be whoever she wanted to be.
Yeah, no, it's, like,
so she thrived off the toxic attention of him being jealous, like.
It's, like, her own little soap opera that yeah, she's exactly. creating.
Because I'm sure she was bored. But they're, like, Jesse didn't encourage this, but she thrived off the drama, and I think she sort of encouraged it.
Wait, Jesse herself was actually involved as well?
No, Mary. Like, oh, okay. I say Jesse, but,
catfish.
Like.
Catfish.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But Tom's girls told police he was at home the night the shooting happened, but his wife was like, he was gone till 10:30 or later. But they never found the gun, but the gun used was found in a picture in his house, which they used at the trial, but I was like, isn't that circumstantial evidence that they kind of found a picture of it potentially?
Well, and how do you prove that that's actually that
yeah.
gun?
Yeah,
like,
so
have, like,
I was kind of...
serial number
because I'm sure
whatever.
Keith was like shut up because I was like that's circumstantial evidence which he's guilty I don't care he well, yeah. is guilty he's in jail right it. Now so like there's no way it wasn't him but I was still like
who else would it be
yeah so he was charged and Mary was subpoenaed to show up and she tried to not tell her family but the cops were like you should tell your family
you should
like
maybe
let
like
them know.
Give them yeah. a heads up
and then it became national news because this is like all over it's a Lifetime movie.
I don't remember this.
Jesse wouldn't be so dense it. To be like, I don't know what's going on. So the cops were like, you should come clean. And she didn't. And then they found out what was going on. Because, like, she was traveling to Buffalo, New York. So it's like, okay.
So, like, obviously.
Yeah, so people on the streets would say comments to her, and she, like, found out on the news, too. So, like, how awful is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, could you imagine finding out, like, your mom, like, tried to beat you, like, from people on the street? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yikes. The only person who didn't lie in this whole thing was Brian. But unfortunately...
he's dead.
They can't talk to Brian.
That's terrible. He was, like, an innocent, like, kind of
part of it. He was a 22-year-old kid who was just, like, doing his damn thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, that's what I think is so hard about this. Anyways, so Tom tried to use diminished capacity defense, which it's not, like, the insanity, but it's, like, I was so enraged. Right. Yeah, so it was more, like, I was so enraged I did this. And, so it's not insanity, but kind of like a lesser sentence. Mm-hmm. So he could have used his daughter's testimony that he was home all night. But did he want to put his daughters through, like, going through the trial and everything? And, like, I gotta say, the one good thing he did was he didn't put his daughters through that. Because he was like, they've been through enough. I don't want them. Because they were going to deal with this the rest of their lives. Even in the photos that I sent you, mm-hmm. you see their faces They're are blocked out, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, if you're in that town, you're going to know who they are. But he just didn't want to put them through the trial and having to, like, listen to everything. Well,
also two different stories because the wife said that he was gone until whatever time.
Yeah, exactly. So they were, like, the only defense he could use was, like, having his daughters on the stand. But he's like, I don't want to do that. So
I wouldn't look good.
So to get a lesser sentence, he had to do a plea deal, and that was, like, manslaughter, which is a lot better than, you know, like, murder.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing was he had to tell them everything, and that was part of the plea deal. But
okay.
he literally just lied all the time. Like, he hurt his family. He hurt, you know, everyone's family. He hurt Brian's family, like, most of all. But he tried to say, like, I didn't want the plea, but I had to. And he was sentenced to 20 years.
Okay.
And Mary was able to walk free. So, it's like, how was Mary able to walk free? They tried to get her charged for something.
But what would they charge her for?
Well, they tried to, like, be like, well, the picture she sent. I just punched the microphone. So, the picture she sent, they were like, is there any nudity in these? Is she underage in these? And
is it everything? Like child pornography kind of thing?
Yeah. And she didn't send any like naked photos or anything. Well,
what about the upskirt one?
They couldn't prove if it was actually her. Yeah.
Okay.
Because she could have gone online and done that. So they couldn't prove if it was or wasn't. But like, I don't know about you, but I've never been like, let me take a photo of myself. If I saw an upskirt photo, I would immediately be like, some creep took this.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear the story of guys going to the mall and they, like, had bags and they were swinging it under girls' skirts?
Yeah.
Like, so gross. But, yeah, essentially, like, he's still in jail and he tries to, like, I've watched interviews with him and he's just, yeah, she should be in jail, too. Like, he won't take accountability for, like, his part in this.
Wow.
So.
When he literally, like, pulled the trigger.
Yeah, over an internet crush, essentially.
That is so stupid. Like, that's embarrassing.
And it's
that,
like,
you did that.
I'm not saying stuff like this happens all the time, but I think people get so, like, everyone online is real. Like, everything they tell you online is real.
Well,
and there's
especially
a lot of catfishes
that,
out there still.
Yeah, like, in that era of, like, MySpace being very new, chat features being pretty new as well, like,
yeah.
early 2000s, like,
I
late
feel like
90s.
MySpace was pretty, like, obviously there's pictures of you, but I feel like it was still anonymous.
Yeah,
I could have said I was, like, in my 20s and nobody
you could have picked whoever you wanted to be. You can Google any image you want and make a whole entire persona.
Yeah,
and just be whoever you want. Like, it's not hard.
No, it's not hard to, like, do that at all.
And, like, now we know, like, years later, like, about all the predators that were out, you know, and, like, stories like this being catfish. Catfish wasn't even, like, a thing
until,
like, 1992,
yeah.
you know, like.
Well, we just didn't have the term yet. Like, it was a thing, like, people did, like, people faked, like, online, but, like.
But I think with MySpace, it definitely, like,
exploded, yeah. Well, I mean, the show, I mean, did you ever see the movie Catfish? Not the show.
I don't think I saw the movie. I only saw the show.
Okay, the movie was basically based on
because it was
Neve,
right? Mm-hmm. He got catfish, and then he now hosts, like.
Which I think is, like, I think a lot of it's fake, from what I've heard. Like,
really?
People, yeah.
Oh.
Like, a lot of the time it's the catfish that contacts them, but they'll contact the person. The person's like, yeah, my friend contacted you.
Oh.
So, that's just what I've heard from Reddit, and we know everything online is true.
Well, maybe, but, like, the later seasons, but probably, like, the first.
I feel like there was probably initial a few ones. Authentic ones.
Well, it's always so awkward to watch. That's why I love it.
Oh,
it's so awkward.
I'll put that. That's, like, my comfort show. Like, that's not a comforting show. But, you know, when you're like, I've had a rough day, I'm just going to go hold a soft blanket and watch something. Yeah. That. I or Zack Stone is going to be famous. I'm sorry. I want everyone to watch that show because I just want to discuss it. It's so good. It's so stupid. If you love Bo Burnham, it's golden. I remember I like put it on and Keith's like, I don't want to watch this. And I was like,
too bad. Too
fucking bad because this show it's gives happening. Me life. So. Yeah.
Damn. Well, that's crazy. I'm glad he did get... Even though he doesn't want to take accountability, I'm glad that he was almost, like, forced to and that he is serving jail time because...
I'm glad he didn't put his daughters through that.
Right.
Because he easily could have been like, girls, don't you want to help dad out?
I don't think that would have looked good in court.
No, it wouldn't have looked good in court.
The wife saying one thing and the daughter saying another.
But they also could have gone to bed. Like, yeah, I don't pay attention to my parents being home. I probably would have done the same thing. Like, yeah, I saw them once.
Sure, yeah.
5 p.m. They were definitely there all night, so.
I don't know. That's really terrible that poor boy, Brian... had his life cut short over something so, like, petty.
So stupid. So stupid.
Like, 22 is so young.
Yeah. And, unfortunately, you don't know somebody's mental state. Right. I'm sure Mary didn't know that would happen.
No.
I guarantee she didn't know that would happen.
That wasn't her intention.
So, but, yeah, like, not at all. But her intentions weren't great. But, yeah. Like, she didn't intend for that to happen.
Someone to die.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, when somebody's mentally ill enough and they're not getting the help they so desperately need.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the movie.
It's so cheesy. It's Lifetime.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But yeah, you should watch it and then we'll get a reaction from you.
Okay.
Because you'll be like, okay, so I watched it and I'm gonna be like, thoughts? And you're gonna be like, I don't fucking know what I watched. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, kind of the same.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. Good job. Thanks for telling me
that
weird one. I've never heard of it.
Well, watch the movie and you're going to be like, oh, this old thing? I know the story. But you can follow us on Instagram. We post pictures from episodes because if you're...
Yeah, check out the pictures, especially. Like, I mean, all the episodes we have good pictures, but like this one's a good one just to kind of see.
Yeah, because who doesn't want to see what's going on?
I want to see all the people involved and like what they look like.
And I'm usually pretty good at posting these before we post the episode a little bit. But I don't know if you guys remember, but I had Kimfluenza. So my brain wasn't working. And Danae's like, I got you, homie. And would post pictures and I'm like, thanks, I don't know what's up and down anymore. Yeah. So,
but yeah, check out our Instagram, follow us, like us,
we have DM a website us. And you can contact us on the website. It's mysteriousmavenspod.com and our Instagram is also mysteriousmavenspod.com. Our email mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Yeah. If you want to send us self-care tips, stories, say hello,
we would love
that. Yeah. But if you like want to say something mean, like back off, we don't care. But we do care a lot.
We do care. So yeah, well, we will talk to you next time and take care of yourselves.
Yes. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.